To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not red.
Sky finger.
This is stupid.
What we're going to do with this podcast is we're going to talk about what's going on with our favorite
premium games.
So we're primarily here to feed our obsession.
She knew my one weakness.
Money, 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 money.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
And it's all just a lot of harmless fun.
No jokes, no taunting.
How did the show stay so fresh?
Sky Finger Podcast.
Don't!
Springfield.
That's so
bad. We've been doing this for nearly a year.
Wait, try again.
No, I like that one.
Springfield. I don't know why I was saying Springfield. I think it was because I was singing Springfield, Springfield.
It's a hell of a town.
Something, something, something is down.
Hello, dear listener. Hi. This is the Sky Finger Podcast. I'm Richard Massara.
I'm Kate McCabe.
And we're back.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to say something, Kate.
We are indeed back.
I'm always starting these mofos. I thought you could jump in. We are back. Donuts, donuts, they're all over town.
I'm loving
how much
donuts
are everywhere.
I feel these little bonus games that they have attached to the game are a great amenity because I even forgot how many there were for a second. There's the shuttle.
Yeah.
So you get stuff from the shuttle when it lands correctly.
You get some money.
You get stuff from the Maggie Play-Doh factory if you buy it three times.
Three donuts.
And then also you get the daily bonus.
Yep.
Which is wonderful. Thank you.
It was typical Sky Finger podcast this past couple of weeks because we recorded an episode and talked about what new updates they were going to do.
Yeah.
And the day after they recorded it,
They done did it.
EA have done a daily thing where you will do challenges and you will receive awards, a lot of donuts.
Also, I would just like to point out that this is how religions are born. What they do is they oppress the people. They get them started on something joyous, then they oppress them a little bit, and then they reward them with, kind of little tiny trinkets and gifts and salvations. And right now, I'm at the point with Tapped Out where I'm like, oh, thank you, oh, benevolent creators, for this humble
bountiful
offering of donuts.
your bountiful good of donuts. I know, like, it was impossible to get them. Now you can't stop getting them.
Which is great.
I mean,
you still need to collect a long time to get the big stuff, but at least you feel like there's a way forward rather than waiting to level up again.
Yeah, that much is definitely true.
Which is good.
So since
the last time we talked, it wasn't the Valentine's Day thing yet. So we've had the Valentine's Day minigame.
Technically, it's still ongoing at the minute. The Valentine's minigame, which you're like, oh, it's so easy. And I've been busy. I was away in London over the weekend.
Being a funny man.
Being a funny man. This is how I spent my Valentine's Day morning. I got on a 1 o'clock mega bus from London to Manchester via Leeds.
Wow, you've changed.
6 hours, 6.5 hours I was on that bus. My neck and back are still suffering from it today because there was no way for me to get comfortable. So I smoked a bit of a doobie before I got on the bus.
Oh, good idea.
And I sat with a bottle of Sprite, which tasted remarkably of gin and lemon.
Yeah.
And I got drunk on my own.
Drunk bus. Starring Richard Massara.
With nothing but Facebook and
it's a really shitty sequel to Soul Plane.
And my friend Debs to keep me company because she wasn't sleeping, so we were messaging each other the whole night long.
Yeah. Can we please make the sequel to Soul Plane and call it Drunk Bus?
Oh, please.
Okay.
And dear listener, we will get more into Tapped Out, but I have a present for Kate.
Oh, okay.
Now, Kate.
Yeah.
My presents to you have been pretty good.
Donuts.
Over the last year of this podcast.
Simpsons action figure of Xena.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. I have high expectations.
Okay. What do you think it might be?
A keychain.
A keychain. Okay.
Because it's in your pocket.
Yeah, she thinks it's a keychain because it's in my pocket and she can hear my keychains rattling.
Yeah.
It's not. It's something a little bit small, but I hope you're going to like it.
Okay. Way! Oh my God!
Actual grape-flavored candy. Because I know how much you complain about the fact that in England, the purple candies...
is black motherfucking currant.
Which is delicious! Delicious!
All grape, all the time.
I found a shop listener that sold only American candy, so I went in and deliberately bought some grape-flavored candy for our dear Kate. Now, what are Now and Laters?
So Now and Laters are fruit chews, basically. They're sort of like Starburst, but they're not Starburst. They're a different brand. Okay. Would you like to try one?
Sure.
Okay, see, it's been in your pocket, so it's a little warm.
Well, it's been in my bag.
Okay, so you have that one.
All right, fine.
And then...
All right, I'm about to taste grape candy for the first time.
Grape.
Oh, come on. It's not going to be as good as black currant.
You like it?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you like it.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I mean, grape. It's comparable to black currant. They're not that dissimilar. Why? You have a... wow, these are sweet.
Blackcurrant has, like, a weird, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to describe it. I guess, how do you describe one fruit flavor to say it tastes like a different fruit flavor? You can't really.
Yeah, the difference between grape and blackcurrant is negligible.
No, it is different.
Except grape isn't as nice.
No, grape is better.
No, it's not.
I vote grape, 2016.
Okay, dear listener, get on Twitter right now, hashtag blackcurrant forever. Or
hashtag grape for life.
I was going to say yo grape.
but because it's like Welch's grape juice is purple and yummy. And like a big, bold flavor.
I loved the way you said juice then.
Why?
Because you went, Welch's grape juice. Grape juice does sound like a deaf person saying great Jews.
Oh. I don't know if that's an anti-deaf or anti-Jewish comment.
Well, it wasn't really anti-anybody.
I think you're anti-everybody.
How is that an anti-comment?
I don't know, but I like you because you gave me grape candy.
Yeah, I gave her grape candy. By the way, it's very cheap from that shop, and it's just in the Arndale.
Yum.
Not in the Arndale, in Affleck's Palace.
Awesome.
One of my favourite things about Florida is...
that it looks like a penis?
No, it was that it's like it's the orange state, isn't it? Like
I think so.
Florida orange juice.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was always like, yeah, because that's where all the orange Jews live.
Oh, Richard Mazzara.
I could perform in the States.
You are ready for American Jungle.
I am ready for Yuck Yucks.
All right. So, thank you for this gift. I enjoy it very much.
No worries, high five. On it.
Yes. Boink. And now, let's talk about Valentine's Day.
How was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's Day was okay. I had a moment where, because Carrie and I have this thing where we are very gracious to each other, and that if I have a movie that I want her to watch, like I think it's a good movie and that she'll like it. And similarly, if there's a movie that she thinks I would like, we give it the 20-minute rule. So, like, you invest 20 minutes of your time in something. If you're not interested in watching further after 20 minutes, then you can shut it off. No disrespect given.
Does this apply to all parts of your life?
It's a good rule in general.
It's a great rule, because if you can last 20 minutes...
There might need to be sort of amendments made for different activities.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
Yeah, but...
I
loved Mad Max Fury Road last year.
Okay.
And Carrie was very much protesting that it's not really her kind of movie. And I'm like, I was like, you think it's not your kind of movie, but A, Charlize Theron is brilliant in it. B, it has really strong feminist undertones. They're so strong they might be overtones. I was like, the music is great in it. It's really visceral. And she's like, no, but I don't want to see some miserable movie about the apocalypse and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, well, it is about the apocalypse. But let's just see if, like, as a piece of cinema, like, if you appreciate the message and the filmmaking.
Uh-huh.
So we agreed the 20-minute rule.
Right.
And we did get through it in the end, but boy, was she a pain in the tits. Because it was like, The whole thing. It was like the first 20 minutes, she was so Negatron. And then I was like, okay, but you've not given this 20 minutes sort of without interruption. So give it a few more minutes. And so she did. And then she was still being a pain. And so then I was like, all right, well, let's turn it off then. And she's like, no, I have to see how this dumb thing ends. And I was like, okay, but if you want to keep watching it, you have to stop being, like, a complete dick while we're watching it. And she's like, I just don't, why is, this is...
Yeah, stop being a lamenting lesbian.
Yeah, and so basically we were like having a problem. It was like she was enjoying it, but not letting herself enjoy it. It was the most frustrating experience. But she did get through to the end, and I think that she didn't hate it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Now, recently, you wrote an article for Standard Issue about Deadpool.
I did.
So, can we discuss Deadpool? Because yesterday, my second lecture of the morning turned out to be a tutorial, so the student let me go. Which meant I had 4 hours to kill. So, I went and watched Deadpool.
Brilliant choice.
Yeah.
Brilliant choice. And I think our listeners are probably Deadpool fans.
Guys, dear listener.
Comic nerds.
High five on the Deadpool watching.
I enjoyed
it. So we're going to do it with no spoilers.
Yeah.
Because we don't know how many of you have seen it.
I think...
It's a superhero movie. What do you really
expect? It's in the X-Men universe and that he is an X-Man.
Now, this isn't a Marvel Studios, is it? It's
Fox.
Yeah, this is Fox.
Marvel title cards still come up before it.
Yeah, but it doesn't say Studios on there. Because usually if I see Marvel in front of a movie, I'm like, this is gonna be terrible. This is gonna be...
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, because Marvel Studios are the ones who do the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy. They're the ones...
And you don't like those?
No, I love those.
Oh, okay.
But if it says Marvel with no studios...
Oh, with no studios.
Then I get terrified because that's your Fantastic Fours, your Amazing Spider-Mans, stuff like that. So there hasn't been a good one of those, I would say, since maybe Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Although, I like some of the X films.
Yeah, like, maybe, like, what was it, First Class? I mean, the new Apocalypse one looks quite interesting, but... This, for me, was probably the best one. Because from what I've been hearing is there were a lot of stand-up comedians in the States. They had a few stand-up comedians, A, working on it, but also, B, doing punch-up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually on set. So they'd be like, hey, we need more jokes for this scene. Come in. Because it was very funny.
Yeah, it was very funny. I think I would rate it. Like, I think it's a good movie. I think it's fun. I think it accomplishes what it sets out to do. What I will say is that I don't think it should be given credit for being, like, the first, like, outrageous superhero movie. Because there are other movies that have come before it that are,
Mystery,
like, self-aware. Man. Yeah. Like, there have been parodies of superheroes and things that are sort of, like, fourth wall breaking. But this goes further than any of them, and it's really good at what it does.
It is indeed. And it's very, very violent, which I really enjoyed.
Super stabby.
Super stabby. Did you think it was sexist?
There were twinges where I was watching it where I was like, I'm not going to try to get Carrie to watch this one. I just thought there were a lot of bro kind of jokes in it. So there was a little bit of sort of like, this is very kind of bro humor in it.
Yeah, the prom sex joke that's in the trailer. I've always been a little bit uncomfortable with that.
But look, it's like, it's nothing in it is that offensive where I was like, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I really liked the female characters in it.
Yeah, actually.
Like the big bad... woman.
Gina Carano is great.
Yeah.
Any movie that Gina Carano is in is great.
Kicking Colossus's ass.
The little mutant.
Teenage Negasonic.
Yeah.
Mutant warrior or whatever her name is.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah, she was really good.
And even, what's her name? Monica Baccar, whatever her name is.
Oh,
Baccarin.
She was beautiful.
Well, A, she's gorgeous, but B, she's a good character in her own right.
Yeah,
you know,
like...
It does deal with those tropes of sort of like the damsel in distress kind of thing, but... It's an origin movie. It's also a movie that does set out to sort of bend the stereotype of the movie. Like, it is a carbon copy of, like, a superhero origin movie in a lot of ways. But that it uses that template so it can kind of make fun of it.
Very knowingly.
I don't think the movie is offensive towards women enough where I would be, like, not enjoying it.
Yeah.
I think if you are averse to kind of like any bro kind of humor, then maybe it's not the movie for you.
No.
But if you can laugh at dick jokes, then you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. And if you enjoy seeing Ryan Reynolds put in an uncomfortable situation by his girlfriend, then you might want to watch it.
Yeah, and he's great.
He is great.
Who doesn't love Ryan Reynolds?
What did you think to the end credits joke?
Oh, it was great.
That was probably one of my favorite jokes in the whole thing. I mean, I was laughing from the opening credits.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away in case people haven't seen it. No. But it's a good little nod to a different movie, basically. Oh,
the thing is how spot on they've made it look.
Yeah.
Like, it was a flawless. I would say that I haven't laughed in a movie like that since Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, and I loved Guardians of the Galaxy.
So did I. Absolutely adored it, but I will definitely be watching Deadpool again just to see all the little references I missed.
Yeah, I think Deadpool merits a second watching. Yeah. I would rate it as a fun movie. I'm not going to say that it was my favorite Marvel movie ever. It's probably not even top five.
But no, again, not, but there's a lot to choose from. Not official Marvel.
I went with my friend Vicky because I wanted her take on it as well because she is not like a superhero nerd.
Yes. This was in your article. Where can people find your article if they want to read?
They can look for it at standardissuemagazine.com. God, is it .com or .co.uk? If you Google Standard Issue Magazine, it will come up.
Stop being as bad as me.
I know, I'm the worst. But it's great. There's a lot of, well, I mean, I write articles that appeal to, I think, nerds and gamers. But Vicky was saying that she is not a big fan of the Ant-Man movie, and that she thought the fight scene in that one was so dumb because it was, like, on a train, like a little miniature train and stuff. And I was like, that was the best thing about it.
That was great.
Because it's Ant-Man, you idiot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just... You know, take whatever Vicky says with a pinch of salt.
With a pinch of salt. This has been Deadpool Talk at Skyfinger.
Yeah, at Skyfinger Podcast.
We should really discuss. Because this is the thing you need to tell me off about.
Okay.
Because it's...
You haven't done well.
I haven't done well.
Yeah. So the Valentine's Day feature lasted, what, like 5 or 6 days? It wasn't long.
It was just before the weekend. So... It was like May... It was till today... From about Friday.
That was a very short window to get the stuff, but yeah. It wasn't hard to get either. Like, no. I got it with a day to spare.
I know.
But you've been playing Rick and Morty like a turncoat.
Really. To be fair, I haven't been playing as much Rick and Morty as I have because it's starting to get a little Pokemon repetitive.
Okay.
And not quite difficult, but I am on the last. I am on the last member of the Council of Ricks. Like, I've got to get, like, past...
I don't even know what those words mean.
I've got to get past this one more level, then I can... I've got to do 11... Collect 11 more badges, okay. And then I get to fight the final council member, which means I will have completed the game. Because that's the thing I like about this.
Yeah.
Is it's got an end point. Unless I defeat this council member, and then they go, oh, and here's another 6 council members. Yeah. In which case, it may make me go insane and start crying.
So the game is sort of finite, in a way.
I think there's a finite thing before it kind of becomes open world, because basically they've nicked your portal gun off you.
Okay.
And in order for you to get it back, you have to defeat 6 council members. But in order to get to fight a council member, you have to go to other dimensions and beat other Ricks using your Mortys. Look, it's fucking great, and I'm really enjoying it. Also, it doesn't require Wi-Fi, so I can take my iPad on long train journeys, and it makes them bloody flyby.
Whereas you cannot do that with Skyfinger. You need to be online, because our worlds are so ginormous.
So have you been spending any of these lovely free donuts?
Yes, thanks to, I think, was it Hunter for Hire, or was it Monroe Grow that mentioned that I needed to get the Shishi Lounge?
I will look it up on Twitter right now, because that was fantastic, guys. You guys on Twitter have been absolutely amazing recently.
And I did get it, because of course I want the Shishi Lounge to be in my property. And there it is. Do you want to hear the music it plays? Let me turn it up.
Yeah, go on.
Of course, it's like club music. It could be on Canal Street. And it says, cleaning lipstick off glasses.
Love it. Yeah, the Shishi Lounge, that was a good one. I like the way Mike Angelo... Good old Monroe Grow on Twitter has surrounded it with
Oh, rainbow trees.
Little gay trees. We said we were going to try and do a feature, didn't we?
Yeah, should we do a Springfield trip?
I think we should do a Springfield trip. And as I believe he's mentioned before, he wants us to go to visit his. So
are we going to Monroe Grove?
We're going to go Monroe Grove.
All right.
MikeAngelo311 on Twitter. Okay. Oh, also, we got a tweet at the beginning of the month. This is from Tara, Klutzy Tara on Twitter.
Yeah, who I think is a Facebook or she's a friend.
I nuked my town and am slowly rebuilding. Any advice would be welcome. You can find me under KLUTZYT. So I think we might.
Yeah, she is.
Let's have a quick look and see how her rebuilding's going.
Okay, let's have.
And give us some advice.
Okay. Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you for nuking your town. I found it an exciting project, even though it ruined Richard's present. Wow, what's that building?
What building?
Oh, that's like Bob's house.
Bob's house?
Okay. Also, oh, yeah, she's going slow, but sure. I can see that she's putting kind of like the foundations down. Like, it's the grid work that is kind of coming along here. I think you're doing great. You've got some cool buildings. They have nice kind of space apart. It looks like your grouping is good. See, this is the joy of it, is you kind of get to, like, restructure where things you think would go together without doing it very piecemeal. It's, like, all at once you get to restructure. Like, all the factories are kind of together, and it's, like, Itchy and Scratchy is next to Krusty Lou Studios, is next to Malibu Stacy. That makes a real sort of sense. And then there's sort of like the therapy places next to the House of Pancakes. That makes sense, you know. It's like a downtown kind of feel. I gotta say, I think you're doing a great job.
It's no advice.
My advice would be is that once you kind of have it in the way that you think it should be, what's going to happen is that new things are going to come along that you're going to be like, oh, I wish I had swapped this out with that. And I would just say keep active with it. So if something comes along that you want to make look different, do it in the moment, because otherwise, a year from now, you're going to want to nuke it again, because you're going to have like 50 new houses or new items that you're going to wish that you had the perfect place for.
Yeah.
So I would say keep moving things as and when new things come into your Springfield, so that you make sure that you're not in a position where you're like, oh, if I could do this again,
yeah,
I'd do it completely differently.
Just not going to do it. I'm never going to nuke it. But Klutzy, I admire your gumption.
Also, because Klutzy has on her...
Oh, that was a special Valentine's
Day. Did you have to buy this with donuts?
Yeah, and it doesn't...
There's no animation on it or anything?
No. We should tell them what it is.
It's hearts with Burns and Smithers on it, and like they're on the cooling towers.
Yeah, now that was, I think, 20 donuts, but it doesn't give you any...
It's cute, though. Stuff. I am enjoying looking at it.
Yeah, MikeAngelo79, we're going to do a Springfield trip.
Okay, I'm going to go over.
Okay, you get over there. And as always, dear listener, do not forget that if you ever want to find out anything that's going on with updates coming to Tapped Out, you can go to tstotopix.me or you can go to tstoaddicts.com. You can also sign up for the lovely UK forum at tapped-out.co.uk. You can follow us on Twitter at Skyfinger Pod. I'm on Twitter at Rich Massara.
And I am Kate McCabe Says, like S-A-Y-S.
Says. She's so gays, because she says. Wow.
Look at this.
All right, I think it's time for a
Springfield trip.
Thanks, kid.
It's a hell of a town.
Okay.
Right. So, MikeAngelo79. Right.
The first thing that came up for me...
At Monroe Grow on Twitter.
Was the Springfield Heights entrance.
Look at your entrance to your Springfield Heights.
And I'm looking at the Springfield Heights, and I have to say, yours looks a lot better than mine.
Powell Moses?
Ooh. And... He put the Shishi Lounge in Springfield Heights. Thank you for knowing that lesbians are fancy.
Yeah, and right next to the...
resort.
The resort. The fancy resort, which he has really been with.
Dang.
Do you have a job? Mike, what, like...
Are you Pippi Poo?
Yeah, are you... you're a Pippi... Look at the map. Look at the...
Look at his hedge maze.
He's got the hedge maze.
And he's put Burns Manor in Springfield Heights. Also an interesting choice. With the gold
money and then a thing, steps leading down to pool. Wow, I'm going to be nicking some of these ideas for mine. Oh, and look at the minute. He's got, look where Smithers is.
Perfect. Oh my God.
Right outside of Burns' house in his leather chaps and his big pink whip.
Look at the gate is a good gate as well. It's got the burning. Yeah. I'm liking this so far. You've got some properties that I don't have.
And he's got this, the woman in
brothel. The
brothel. It's a burlesque joint.
I thought it was a brothel.
No.
Anyway.
They wouldn't have let Bart work in a brothel.
Well, maybe. She looks like a madam. Okay, so I'm going to go into regular Springfield, which also looks good. A lot of the gardens have trees and flowers and stuff, which I always like as a detail. Very well spaced. Yeah, it's well spaced out. It's interesting that he's doing, like, a lot of block work.
Also, am I noticing here that he's got characters doing Halloween tasks?
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes, though, this is going to sound weird, but I think that the people are doing tasks that you didn't set them out to do. When you left, like your vision of, I have her.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's the babysitter from like the first season.
Yeah.
But have you ever basically seen your own characters? Like, especially because we have the shared town.
Yeah.
I've looked at my town and I've been like, wait a second, I didn't set that guy to do that. And it's been different. Like it's been a different activity.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Has anybody else had that experience? Please do chime in. You got Quimby's little side dish there.
Oh, yeah. And he's got the police tank, which I recently got. And I did actually screen capture a thing. When Chief Wiggum gets in it, I'm sorry, big explodey dick.
Of course it is.
Big explodey dick.
It's whatever you want it to be.
And I want it to be a big explodey dick.
Oh, and he's got the thief. What's his name? Mullen or something?
Oh, yes.
Or Malloy.
Malloy.
He's got the museum and the thief with the diamond out front. Let's take a look and see what his train looks like, his monorail.
Okay.
So I'm going to watch it go. Okay. Oh, it's going all the way around the outskirts. Then you're telling the mall me
big explodey dick.
Okay, yeah, it's a big explodey dick. Not that I would know. Oh, and
I'm gonna post this picture to Twitter.
I gotta say, I'm impressed with your town.
Good Lord, it's good.
Although, put those. Oh no, the Halloween balloons are behind the Halloween headquarters. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can probably put the New Year's thing away. Get that out of there.
he's like me. He hasn't tapped it. Because it destroys it if you tap it, doesn't it?
He's got the St. Paddy's thing. God, there's really not much for me to bitch about here, and Jesus. I love bitching about things.
Yeah, come on, we've got to find one thing we don't like.
All right.
One thing. Now,
he's got the biggest IRS building, like he's leveled
it up. Yeah, and look, he's leveled it up to the new facade as well.
Yeah.
One thing I was going to ask you guys as well, because him and Craig Study were talking about this on Twitter, is the Super Bowl thing they brought out, which was the tailgate party.
Oh, I didn't do it.
No, neither did I. I agree with you guys. Loads of donuts for fuck all. Just seemed a bit of a...
God, even the stone cutter thing seems good. I tell you what I would change. The stone cutter thing for me, that would be like further flung on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the stone cutter thing is like very hidden away.
Does seem to be a little bit in the sense. But this is me
desperately searching for something to criticize because I think this looks awesome.
Look at his squid port. Michael,
got the fountain.
You've even gone and outdone yourself on the squid port. Oh, ironically, I have those set up in almost exactly the same.
Well, why don't you marry Michelangelo?
I will. Mike, will you marry me? Here we go. There we go. Look, his exclusive.
That looks good.
He hasn't really built up much of the...
Nah, there's not much you can criticize here, though. I'm telling you, this looks good. And, I mean, especially, the lesbian setting there. Oh, there's an empty block waiting for something to happen in it in Springfield Heights. I wonder what you're gonna put there. What's it gonna be? Yeah.
I wonder what. Yeah, what,
right next to the opera stage and the sit and rotate.
To be fair, the opera thing seems a little bit like. I mean, like it's nice. Like, what's that? 4 plum trees and a load of wooden benches. But
yeah,
you can do more with it. We've seen other people who have done. A little bit. This we're desperately still... trying to find things here to bitch about.
Why is Lainey, what's her name? No, Janie, jumping rope? Yeah, that's a stupid task.
Yeah, you dumbo. You big smelly poo.
No, this looks great.
Nice layout, lots of water. And I'm always a big fan of water, and I think you know.
I'm going to give that 9 out of 10 donuts.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
9 out of 10.
Yeah, nothing's ever perfect for me.
No, I know, but like, I wouldn't give this a 10. I mean, like, all right. Rather than giving this a 9 out of 10 in terms of that,
yeah.
How do you compare it with Pippi Poo?
Oh,
Pippi Poo 1, 2, 3.
That's you know what? I'm going to compare this positively to Pippi Poo because even though I really admire Pippi Poo's attention to detail.
Uh huh. The screen, use the word detail.
The screen is a little too busy for me.
Yes, totally agree with you.
It's such an amazing piece of work, but it's like a Where's Waldo painting.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, whoa, there's so much crap here that I can barely see the forest for the trees. Look at that. This is one of the new things. The tree that has tentacles because it has...
Nuclear waste
in it.
The vagina tree.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. I don't have that.
You see, look.
There's the opera over there.
No, that's the outdoor arena. The outdoor stage. And he's used the opera seating there. So if there's
that's
another.
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me. Finally, something. But God, you seem to have pretty much everything. Oh, look at that.
And he's got the tea.
Yeah, but they're just like the nice little configuration and stuff. Yeah. Although, what the hell?
There's a glitch
because half of Stampy is next to your golden bull, which is something I never thought I'd say to a man on a podcast. He's got Truckosaurus!
Stampy is what he calls his wiener.
Yeah. Truckosaurus. Can we tap on him? Does he do anything? Yes!
Should we see if it makes a noise, actually? I'm going to turn it.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay, that's really cool.
Okay, that is really cool. Well.
And there's the gay steel mill. Has all the gay trees around it as well.
Hey, gay steel mill.
Hot stuff coming through.
Then a big expanse of water. So,
yeah.
Oh, and then look,
there's
he's
some
got,
farming.
Oh, there's some farming at the bottom. Oh, there's some stuff which hasn't been.
That's okay. Because we got cut off, or what's it, with the matron there, the alien mother.
Yeah, the alien mother right next to the space shuttle.
Next to, like, the security things. That makes sense. That does make a bit of sense.
All right.
That's
okay.
Cool. But yeah, I see
there's a little
your house
bit of,
farming.
Yeah, we see your house farming.
I see what's happening here.
And a little bit of nuclear waste.
Still pretty good, though.
Yeah, really good. Really good.
Yeah.
Like, annoyingly good. What's that?
The slide factory.
I haven't seen the slide factory.
I think that was out
why
on Christmas.
Why did nobody tell me about the factory made of dicks?
Also, it's a slide factory, and then you put the two different slides that you can buy next to the slide factory.
And the slide factory is next to the Play-Doh factory.
Yeah, this is a real sweet town.
Ugh, this is annoyingly good.
I love it.
Makes me feel so bad about mine.
Makes me want to vomit all over my keyboard.
Yeah, vomit up free donuts. And look, he's at the max level friendship, which means he's got the...
all the bonuses.
All of the bonuses, well.
Oh, good job. The other thing...
And if you want to be his friend, it's Michael...
_
Angelo...
79.
Indeed.
We have to wrap up pretty soon.
Yes, we do, because you have got to go back to work, because we're doing this during our shift.
Honestly.
But one thing I will say is, do you think he's Michelangelo, named after the early 90s British kids TV show Mike and Angelo?
No, I think he's Michelangelo based on orange bandana wearing turtle Michelangelo.
Mike, get in contact.
Is it nunchucks or is it British television?
Yeah. Because I can imagine if you were born in 79, which I've got a feeling that's where the 7 and 9 comes from, being called Michelangelo, you're going to have either turtles teasing at school, or you would have had Mike and Angelo teasing at school. Explain to us which one of those it was.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to make sure that we mentioned is that...
Kissy face.
Kissy face?
Yeah, we're just going to start kissing each other's faces.
Oh, my God. Valentine's Day is over, Romeo.
I'm lonely.
Hunter for Hire.
Yes, Hunter for Hire. I think, Kate, take it away.
All right, so Richard, I think, has your email, right?
I think we...
Search for Hunter for Hire's email.
I think we'll just DM him on Twitter.
Okay, DM him, and we're going to DM you the password for our share in Springfield, because we're going to start our new feature, which is the Keys to the Kingdom.
Keys to the Kingdom.
So you're going to have property ownership for 30 days, and then we'll check in after the 30 days and see what you've done with it. The 30 days will start once you reply that you have the password and you've logged in.
Yep.
So look out for a DM, Hunter for Hire. We'll give you the password to our Springfield.
If we can remember it.
And then, and then we'll get started watching your progress for 30 days.
Yep, we will.
And that's it, really.
So yeah, again, we just want to remind everyone that, to follow us on Twitter.
True.
At Rich Massara and at Kate McCabe Says. Visit our lovely friends, tstotopics.me and tapped-out.co.uk for all things Skyfinger. And you can always email us, skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com, or follow us on Facebook, or even... follow our... see how Hunter for Hire does.
Yeah, or leave us a nice review on iTunes. That's always good.
Yeah, to be honest, guys, we need some more reviews on iTunes just to prove how awesome we are.
Just to,
It helps with the analytics and stuff like that. It'll basically be good if you go on iTunes. Just spend 5 seconds.
But thank you for listening. I know you have many options in podcasts to listen to, and thank you for finding us and giving us a listen.
Indeed. Well, I guess that's it, isn't it?
High fives. Thank you for the grape candy.
Hey, grape candy and free donuts.
It's a grape day for all of us.
I don't believe you said that.
Yeah. I've been Kate McCabe.
I've been Richard Massara.
Bye.